Want a quick tip to improve your 601 waiver application? I'll give you one in just a minute. I'm Carlos Batara, and you're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Today, let's get immigration officers on your side with community service. This is really important in terms of their decision-making. Many experts would tell you community activities of the immigrant are not important to whether a waiver is granted or denied. They're wrong, flat out wrong. Although such contributions are not direct factors of hardship, they can and do make a difference. John F. Kennedy once implored the American public to ask not what the country could do for them, but what they could do for their country. He may as well have been talking about, and to, immigrants. The more you can work positive activities into your declarations and letters of support, the more a reviewing officer will be able to distinguish your character from that of the average immigrant. All other things being equal, which immigrant do you think gets a favorable decision? This week, I'm sharing ways to improve your 601 waiver application. It's in preparation for the launch of my new Hardship Waivers Bootcamp course, which comes out in just a few weeks. Thanks for listening, and keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.